everyone, and welcome to the Basic Latina Podcast, an intimate conversation with friends about love, life, wellness, and everything in between. And I am so excited because it is a podcast birthday! And if you're wondering who that other voice is, it is the infamous, the luxurious, Gabby Barnes.
The well-moisturized.
The well-moisturized, the oiled up.
So, highly anxietal.
Puzzled. For those of you who have been fans from the start, Gabby was my editor, and she is the one who helped me launch the podcast. She has snacked my edges. She has organized me. She has made sure this podcast sounded good. She is the inspiration for a lot of my episodes, the reason why I have equipment now. And she was also one of my guests during the Black History Month episode, which is funny because it's going to be February soon. So
yes, all black everything.
Yes. So I wanted to have Gabby on the show, obviously, because I wanted to kind of reflect on the year, because this year would not have been what it is. Well, this podcast would not have been what it is if it wasn't for her helping me launch it. And I definitely give credit where it's due. And now I'm kind of like doing it solo because she's like, go birdie and go fly, which is fine because I've learned a lot. So I wanted to reflect on the year, but wanted to check in with you, Gabby. How are you, hon?
I'm good. I'm so good. I'm really excited to be here on your anniversary.
It is crazy.
It's really funny because I talked to somebody today and they were talking to me about leadership and they were like, sometimes you got to lead from the front, sometimes you got to lead from the side, and sometimes mm-hmm. you got to lead from the back. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you started, mm-hmm. I was leading from the side with you and mm-hmm. really helping you get this where you wanted it to be. Mm-hmm. And then I saw you were just in you hit your stride.
Yes.
And I decided to just lead from the back.
Yeah.
And help you out with the equipment. And now you have sponsorship.
I know.
You have guests on your show who are like celebrities in my eyes.
That's so like, I know. I can't even. I don't know who I am.
I'm so excited to see you just like butterfly. Excited. You have like burst out of your cocoon.
Thank you.
You are an official Basic Latina butterfly.
Oh my God, stop.
That's the next logo is a butterfly.
Yes. Perfect. So I really wanted to take this time to kind of have a conversation about, you know, that I always want to make sure that people are gaining something from my episodes. This is not just an opportunity for me to babble or to have friends on the show or to gloat about anything, but an opportunity for those of you who maybe want to start something to get motivated. So I think that was my motivation when I thought about doing this episode was, okay, if you're in the mood to start something, if you're concerned, we're a couple weeks into the new year, you can still have your opportunity to do that. So I started the podcast January 12th, 2017. And it was a time in my life where I was really, really depressed. I don't think I've ever said this on the podcast before, but I was actually suicidal when I started the podcast. And I don't mean to laugh because I just think you look back at those moments and you're like, I can't believe that I was even in that dark place. But it was 20... If I launched... Wait, 17. I launched it...
No.
Wait.
2018.
Yeah, yeah,
you
sorry.
You had the idea in 2017.
That's what it was.
But we launched in 2018.
We did. Right. And it was like a quick launch.
Yeah, I mean, you ran the idea by me, and then you were like, I'm ready to launch in like 3 weeks. And I was like, okay, we got this.
I know.
No idea what I'm doing, but we got this.
We literally, yeah, both of us kind of had like, I had the vision and you had the skill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you had like a little bit of experience because
right.
of your editing. Job. Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, I mean, we really didn't know what we were doing.
No, no. And I talked about this at the party was that the podcast saved me. I had gone through like a weird time in my life. My dad passed away and I wasn't grieving him appropriately. I wasn't getting the appropriate care. I wasn't taking care of myself. And I didn't know what to do with myself. And I wanted to dive into something that was creative. And I wanted to use, like, my spare time, my grief, my sadness, and, like, put it into something that I love. So that's how the podcast was born. And Gabby and I think I've told this story before. Gabby and I met at a salary negotiation workshop. I was scanning the room for another person of color, which I think every person of color does when they go to a workshop.
Right.
And I was like, oh, yep, she has curly, beautiful hair. I'm sitting next to her. And I don't know, it just kind of flourished from there. Mm-hmm. You know, we were in a kind of the similar groups. And I think, did you reach out to me or I reached out to you?
You had posted on Brown Girl Brunch.
Yes.
About starting a podcast and maybe looking for collaborators.
Yeah.
And so I DM'd you and I was like, well, you know, I've sound edited before for podcasts, if that's helpful.
Yeah.
And I was also in a weird moment where I was thinking about, you know, potentially starting like a production thing. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed like a really good idea to collaborate between the two of us. Plus, I was just like excited to help you get your podcast off the ground. Oh. If nothing else came of it.
Yeah. But I mean, it was, I mean, it did, something did come out of it.
Yeah.
Something wonderful.
That's something awesome.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And it was like the most, it was the weirdest thing because I'm chronically really bad at asking for help. So putting out on the Brown Girls Brunch Facebook that I needed help was strange because I'm talking to a group of strangers, but I felt very welcome in that group. So Gabby, I think she had no idea what she was signing up for because when she said, yeah, girl, I'll help you, I was like, perfect. You're helping with me with everything.
Yeah. Well, I was like, oh, I could help you like produce. I was like trying to flex my producer chops. And I had no idea what I was doing.
But you...
I tried.
Yeah.
But I was like, I have a full-time job. And also, like,
you never
know what the hell I'm doing.
Except for, like, the couple of times that, like, life got busy. Yeah. And there was, like, oh, I don't have time to edit this. Or, like, I barely edited this. Or, like, this episode is going to be what it is. There was no, like, issues, you know?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. We didn't... I think we worked well together. And I'm not just saying that because she's in the podcast, obviously. But, no, we worked well together, especially because you don't know. Gabby is a stranger, honestly. We didn't know each other from a can of paint.
No.
I don't know what she was going to think of it, but her personality was warm. And that's definitely I feel like, lesson number one is if you have the opportunity and someone wants to help you, fill it out. Mm-hmm. I think we met at Tassane several times.
Right. And we had a lot of real talk at Tassane. We're like...
crying involved.
Crying. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I was going through a lot of the time. I was kind of struggling at work with a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we'd have therapy sessions
mm-hmm.
before we got into our work. Yeah, I think we just really, we're, like, supporting each other through, like, very real, like, personal things. But then also, then we had, like, actual work to get to.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of ideas and thoughts and, you know, you were starting a brand new thing. And I think vulnerability comes along with that, right?
Absolutely.
Where you're, like, you're so unsure and there's really no, there's no right or wrong way. But, I felt like you had trusted me a little bit by bouncing ideas off of me and asking, like, how do you feel about this? And I would be like, well, this is my opinion. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but this is how I feel. And I think that's where our relationship really
flourished.
Just being, like, super vulnerable with one another and sharing, like, hey, we don't know what we're doing, but at least we have this relationship to work it out.
And if you have, whether your partner, your work partner or your small business partner is a friend or a stranger, like, I think you have to establish a good relationship and rapport with them first. And, you know, Gabby and I, it overlapped where we worked together and we were developing a rapport. So by the end, when she told me, you know, I can't help you anymore because of these reasons, I wasn't tight. I was more like sad, like, oh no, how am I going to do this by myself? But it was more because I wasn't confident that I could do it. But she taught me enough. She literally came over and taught me how to edit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is so easy.
Yes.
Not easy, but...
And also, you know, I had just become a manager not so long ago. And I had realized that a lot of my role as a manager was to help people see their potential that they didn't know they had.
Yes.
And I felt like you were fully capable of doing it on but that you were holding yourself back and that you were, like, to an extent, using me as a crutch, right? And
yeah, I was like, I was heavily relying on you. I can definitely say that.
But not in a bad way.
Right.
If it was, like, that you were relying on me because you just, like, were lazy and didn't want to do it, that'd be one thing. But it was, like, you just needed...
I was scared.
You needed the push to, like, show yourself you could do
it.
And so... it was a perfect storm of, like, I'm actually busy, but also you actually can do this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that everything happened for a reason, and I want to get into how the year went, because when you told me that you weren't going to do it anymore, it was at a time when I was leaving, when I was moving also. Mm-hmm. It was right around the time where I was going through a personal transition in my life. So mm-hmm. all the transitions came coming down, and it didn't impact me negatively. It was more like magical almost. I was like, oh, yep, this is supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. So I think towards the end of season one in June, I had a really tearful last episode talking about where I was in life and how I was living with my mom and how the year was rough. But like so much happened this year, because in the year that I launched the podcast, I moved, which is something that I constantly talked about on the podcast.
So exciting.
I know. We're in my apartment now.
Here right now, and it is so cute.
Thank you. It smells amazing.
Every room has its own beautiful smell.
Thank you.
There's really cute art on the walls. Like,
thank you.
You all need to see this. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I am, you know, manifestation is something that it's real. Like, I can't even... I feel like there's a whole different, I mean, manifestation is a whole different episode, but when the year started, so 2017, just to give you guys a little bit of background, 2017 was so shitty that my best friend had to drag me by my edges and tell me, like, girl, if you go to 2018 with this kind of energy, I'm going to be mad at you.
Oh, wow.
She was like, you're launching a podcast. You need to be grateful. You've been looking at the glass half empty. You need friends like that in your life who are going to call you out.
Yes. Accountability.
So... the podcast was a perfect way for me to show up for myself because I had to produce episodes. And believe me, no one's telling me. I don't have a producer. I don't have a sponsor. I'm not making money. But it was kind of like, I have to do this. I told people I was doing it, so I have to do it. So that propelled me into having like the best year that I had. I was just like, okay, I'm, you know, recording coffee shops. And Gabby was like, nope, Maris, that's not going to work. Like, you can't do that. And I'm like, but that's all I got right now. I don't have a studio. And we were trying to figure out, like, okay, how can I record in studios? I mean, or how can I record in public without, like, the noise of, like, a coffee maker? And is there a studio space I can rent? And I said, no, when I move, I'm going to have a studio. And I told myself that. Girl, I didn't have the coins to move or for a studio. And guess what? I changed my job.
Yes.
I changed my job a month into 2018.
Ask and you shall receive.
Exactly. I was like, I do not have the money to get the studio that I want, to have the home that I want. So I need to change my finances and I need to change my job. Mm-hmm. So I changed my job to align better with what I actually got my degree in, which is to be a therapist, to see children and families, to help people work through their mental health and their trauma, which I thought would then help me become a better host for this podcast and be more empathetic when I listen to people talk about their life stories. So then changed my job, boom, February.
Done.
Save money. Was stacking up, spent 2018 kind of like having fun and stuff like that. Then I moved in, signed a lease in April, moved in July. By then I knew Gabby had decided to not edit anymore because she wanted to pursue her own creative projects. But then we were talking about, okay, so she still obviously wanted to help me and make sure that the podcast sounded good.
True.
So, okay, so now we're going to invest in equipment. And I think it was like a month or 2 months of like trying to figure out like, what equipment to get? How's everything going to connect? It was so much Googling.
So much Googling.
And going on Amazon and trying to figure out what. And thankfully, I swear I did this on purpose. I live up the street from Gabby. She could walk to my house. I think when I signed the lease, didn't I come to your house and tell you?
Yeah.
I was like, we're going to be neighbors. So I actually ended up living in the area in which Gabby and I would meet to edit, which is so funny. So then... I moved out, I got my own studio, and little by little, I launched a private practice, which if you know me on a personal level and you see me on socials, you'll see that I have a private practice that I don't like talk too much about, but it's there. I'm in West Hartford. Google me. I'm on Psychology Today.
Yeah. Hey. It's amazing.
And I think when whatever project that you decide to start, it just, like I said before, it just makes you... like show up for yourself, and it automatically puts you in a situation where you have to put yourself first. And one thing that I learned even from my, you know, putting so much on my plate, like having a private practice, having my full-time job, having the podcast. One thing I learned so much from my mental health this year was how important putting up boundaries was.
That's so real. That's so real.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about you, Gabby, and your, you know, in your career and everything you've had to deal with the past year. It's like you, if you hadn't put up boundaries, you would have been, like, at home crying every day. You would have been, like, stressed out at work, which you were stressed out at work. But you would have been more stressed out if you hadn't advocated for yourself.
Right.
Because it's, you know, our jobs are there because people hire us because they want us to do a job and we get a paycheck. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily always concerned about how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And our mental health. If you have a supervisor who cares about your well-being, how your kids are, how you're feeling, they understand your mental health, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But there's not a lot of places like that. So finding, I wanted to just make sure that I manifested a situation where I could manage everything and I could be able to put up boundaries, put my foot down, and just be more assertive in my approach with things. And I feel like I was able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, even in my decision to step back from the podcast, as much as I wanted to do it, as much as it gave me joy, and as much as it, like, fulfilled a lot of creative desires, like, I had to be real with myself about my capacity.
Right.
And, like, how much I could actually contribute and do well.
Right.
And do well by you and do well by the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't do all the things. And so putting up that boundary and being like, sadly, I have to step back.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like that's a skill, though.
Yeah.
Like, setting boundaries is definitely
for sure
a skill. And I, in this moment, can't think of, like, what actual steps are to, like, getting there. Other than regularly, like, checking in with yourself. You know what I mean? And, like, being, and you probably can speak more to this, but, like, just being more in touch with, like, I'm feeling overwhelmed, right? Being in touch with, like, how am I feeling right now? If I don't feel good, why am I not feeling good?
Right.
And, like, where is the root of my not feeling good? And then just, like, sort of massaging that out a little bit further. But I
think there's a skillful way of doing it. And I did a Setting Boundaries episode in season one with Amy Hunter, one of my good friends. And it was an amazing episode. Amy's great. And she talks a lot about setting boundaries in your professional and personal life. But I don't think that we listed concrete steps because, honestly, every situation is different. And the way that Gabby told me she couldn't, you know, be the editor for the podcast, it was skillful in that it didn't come from like a, I'm overwhelmed, you're stressing me out, I'm tired of this, I can't do this anymore. She didn't do it in the middle of season one. It was like way after season one finished. You know, I'm talking to her about season two and she's like, actually, I can't do this. So I think people sometimes make the mistake of telling their loved ones, even something simple like, don't call me after 9 because I get sleep, or don't call me at work or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get so pissed. They'll be like, oh my God, I told you stop calling me at work or stop calling me after 9.
Yes.
Or you held on to that so much that now setting that boundary turned into you creating a rift between you and your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what was skillful with you was that you didn't tell me at a point where I'm just like, well, where is this coming from?
Because
you had expressed to me the whole year what you went through. So when you finally told me, I'm like, of course, that makes sense. I didn't expect you to be the editor forever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it has to be skillful,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
What would you say was your the best part about working for like Basic Latina? Working for me. No, working for the podcast, I mean. What was kind of like your fondest? I know I put you on the spot just now. I'm sorry.
I know. I was like, wait, am I interviewing you? Are you interviewing me? I'm so confused.
I'm just curious because I've never had this partnership before.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious.
My favorite part, I mean, it's going to sound really cheesy, but my favorite part has been just like getting to know you more.
Oh, nice.
Right? I mean, our friendship has developed as a result of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting a chance to know you more and learn more about you as a human. But also, selfishly, I super enjoyed learning more about, like, GarageBand and, like, editing.
Yeah.
And being forced to sit down with content and like construct a story, because a lot of times the episodes you gave me were pretty cut and dry. You know, I just had to remove a little bit of stuff. But there was a couple episodes.
They were like crazy.
There was one that I think it was you did it with your friends.
Oh,
the girls in the white coat.
Yeah.
And there's like 17 parts where you're like, Gabby, edit this out.
Yes, it's so true. We were like, no, wait, we don't want that. Gabby, edit this out, literally. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's gonna kill me.
And so, like, me edit, I'm like, okay, I'm editing it out, but also, like, trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to tell a story with what you're saying
right.
now that I've, like, cut off a sentence, you know what I mean? And so that was really cool to, like, have to,
challenging,
like,
I'm sure.
Challenge my brain to, like, to do that. That was really neat.
If you've never, thank you for sharing that, because that does, I've experienced that now since I'm editing, that it, like, makes me slow down. And I was just telling Gabby before, we actually have a puzzle in front of us, so I was telling Gabby before we started that my mom gave me puzzles for Christmas, because when I'm editing, I can't be doing anything else. I can't have my phone, and this is something that Gabby told me. She started painting when she was editing the podcast, because she couldn't be doing anything else, because you have to hear all the things that are going on, because you need to edit out, like, unanswered questions or weird pauses or whatever. So I'm doing puzzles and stuff like that. But editing is actually, GarageBand is super easy, but it's not hard. It's more like I've had experiences this season where I have to cut out a chunk or I want to move a chunk around, and I'm like, fuck, I'm like, this is hard, like, to make it smooth. So I really appreciate, like, how you made season one sound, because, for example, I have a sponsor now, and I was struggling. I spent 4 hours in this office trying to record a sponsored post, right? Like an ad, sorry. So I'm recording an ad, and it sounds like cheesy and gimmicky, so I'm trying to make it sound smooth. So it took me forever to record it. So then I have that separate, and then I have to put it in the middle of the episode. So I have to figure out at what part of the episode will it sound smooth. And then I didn't have transition music, so I said, okay, how do I make this? So then I tried to take a chunk of the music that I got to put it into transition music, and I was like, oh no, I do not like this. And that was the most that I ever had to edit, was when I had an ad and I had to stick it in the middle of the episode.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you, because I couldn't even tell. You would do it so, like, swiftly.
And there would be times where I would take something from the very end of your like your actual recording and put it at the very beginning.
That's crazy.
Or, you know, and I would stitch together stuff that, like, I did a lot of manipulation. Sorry, Basic Latina.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
There was a lot of sound manipulation, but, you know, to tell a story, you have to think about the arc, and you want to think about, you know, the high points, the emotions, all this stuff. But to get it to sound seamless, that is the hard part.
That is
the hard part. Because there's, like, times where you're listening, and then all of a sudden it's like there's an ambulance in the background and the person is talking, and you're like, well, that doesn't match up. You know, like, those two things don't go together. And when you were recording in coffee shops and stuff, the decibels of, like, people in the background.
Right.
It was like, I can't even move stuff around. Right. Like, this just has to be a regular. So I'm so glad you have a studio now.
I know. And there's obviously...
One year later.
I know. One year later, we finally got a studio. So I knew I had to... We knew from the beginning that sound needed to be figured out, because I had this snowball machine that was amazing if you have group interviews, because it picks up everything. For new podcasters, if you get the little snowball machine, it's like $40, like a snowball microphone. It's amazing. It's portable. It's great if you're doing a group interview, even two people, but it picks up everything. And I wanted to have a solo mic for this reason, where, yes, it's not the best quality sound, but it's better than season one, where it sounded like I was in a train conversation. And it's funny, because some people, they like that style. Like, my cousins in Puerto Rico said that they listen to those podcasts where it's kind of like Humans of New York kind of thing, mm-hmm. where you could hear them talking and walking, and you could hear dogs barking, and it seems very, like, interactive.
Right.
But then people who are listening to, like, The Friend Zone or, like, Two Dope Queens are like, wow, look at... But they're in a studio that they paid for. It's right. different. I still have, like, two mics and a little, like, machine. Like, I don't have, like, a mixer, you yeah. know? So that's, like, level two. But I wanted to... I knew that sound needed to be important for season two, so that's why I got the studio. And making an episode sound seamless is really, really hard.
Yeah.
Even today, like, I'll have people... I'm always bracing myself, honestly, when people tell me that they listen to the podcast, because I'm waiting for, like, the... And this is what my suggestions are.
Really? Yeah. I don't think anybody would say that.
I mean, that's the thing, though. I want them to, but I'm scared that... I have a hard time with criticism. Mm. So, it's funny, because I heard someone say, oh, I was listening to your podcast today. I was like, oh, no, don't do that. I said that one time to someone. They're like, Amiris. I'm like, oh, it wasn't a good episode. Like, I know.
You can't tell people not to listen to the podcast.
I know.
That's the whole point of the podcast, is for people to listen to it.
Or one time I was talking to my friend. We were at Story and Soil. And we were sitting... No, we weren't at Story and Soil. We were at Capital Ice Cream. And we were sitting outside in the summertime. And I was talking about the podcast, and someone approached me and was like, oh, you have a podcast? What's the name of it? And I was like, fuck. Because I'm like, damn it, they're not my friends, so they're going to criticize me. But I need to stop thinking like that, because I make it very clear I'm a new podcast. It's only a year. Mm-hmm. Those podcasts, The Friend Zone, all those folks, they're celebrating 5, 6, 7 years. They have sponsors that pay for their studio time. Right. They don't have to do any editing. They just show up and they record. Yeah. And someone does everything else for them. Mm-hmm. And right now, I'm a one-woman show with some help occasionally, and mm-hmm. I don't mind. So, it's very humbling, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah. I'm confident.
Yeah. One day at a time. One episode and one season at a time.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I'm glad that I'm glad that you suggested that I do the seasonal thing, too. Because I think
you wanted to plow through. You were like, all the weeks. 52 weeks. One episode a week for the whole year. And I was like, okay, so, like, when are we going to have time to, like, reflect?
Yes. Yes.
So.
No, I really appreciate that. I really, really appreciate that. And I never, see, this is why you have, I call it, like, a business partner. Or
just someone who bounces ideas.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're the person that's closest to the podcast, because you heard all the episodes, you gave me ideas, you even gave me, like, the outline and everything, so... Yeah, you telling me that we should do a seasonal thing was, like, the best thing ever. Because the summertime, I moved in the summer. I had no time. Everyone's on vacation. It was, like, the perfect time.
Well, and that's the thing, is I know folks in Connecticut take summer very seriously. We are holed up in our apartments, our houses, or wherever we're living for... like 9 months
mm-hmm.
from like November until April.
Right.
May, if it's a terrible year. And when it is June, July, August, sometimes even September, like, do not ask me to do anything, because I'm on vacation. I am getting my tan. I'm at the beach. I'm with my friends. I'm drinking rosé. I'm like basically drunk every night.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my face with responsibility. Like, right. Connecticut people take that really seriously. So when you were like, oh, I want to do that, I was like,
that's not gonna work.
I don't know if anybody's gonna actually stick around. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you would have had so many people flake out on you. You would have, right?
Yeah, no, I would have. No, for sure, for sure.
And that's so, like, that's so frustrating when somebody, like, agrees to something and then they're like, oh, you know,
even getting people to record in September was a struggle. In September, as you guys know, I had the podcast party. So between moving in July, trying to figure out, oh shit, so I have like more bills to pay in August, and then having September, like a huge party that costs like a lot of money, I was like, oh my God, I have to record the podcast. I can't just throw a party. I have to record episodes. So it was tough, because I told myself, I'm going to record at this day. And then I didn't. So I definitely want to give a shout out to my friends who are my accountability partners, who are like, girl, okay, yes, you need to rest and do self-care, but this is also like something that you committed to.
Right.
So don't wait too long to release the first episode. You know, make sure you release one every week. And my friend gave me the idea for the rerun episodes,
right,
which I did a few of those this season. And I was very transparent. Like, I was fucking tired season two. Mm. Like, this past, like, 2018 was great, like, but I was just tired, like, in a good way tired. So I slipped and I had a couple of rerun episodes. And it's mostly because I was trying to be also more intentional about what guests I wanted to have on the show. So I wasn't, like, I feel like season one was just, like, producing episodes. I was just, like, cranking out episodes every week. And I was like, nope, I'm not doing that season two. I'm going to, like, I have, like, specific days I dedicate to the podcast, which means recording, editing, promoting, researching, I don't know, looking up, like, whatever it has to do with the podcast. And then from there, try to produce something and then try to have a new episode every Friday and then just trying to be, and then that's why I also added the love, life, and wellness tips at the beginning of the month, because I also realized like I can't do a new episode every week because I also don't have a lot of guests, so I'm giving myself some leeway by doing the love, life, and wellness tips, and I'm gonna have more like mini episodes and stuff for season two. So
ooh,
yeah, I'm trying to do things like hot topics like forgiveness and guilt and like things like that, like around like wellness and self-care.
I love that.
Yeah, because, yeah, I think those are, like, hot topics like that are important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, no, I think I love this idea. Like, at the start of the month, it's really easy to forget, like, what month it is, what day it is, where are we, what year is it.
Right.
And so to be have someone be like, it's February, like, you should be thinking about these things. Or not you should be, but, like, right, here are things you could be thinking about.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah, so I've done it for, since the beginning of the year, so I reflect on the past month, so January I did December love, life, and wellness tip, and then for February I do January love, life, and wellness tip, so I kind of reflect back on the month, because the months are flying, I mean, 2018 flew, so this is my chance to reflect, like, okay, what did we learn, what happened, what could we do differently? So, because a lot of people, all I saw on social media was how much people want to improve this year. Mm. So I said, okay, I can do my part by telling you guys, okay, this is a book you can read. This is a podcast you can listen to. This is an app that you can have. Boom.
Loved it.
That's it.
Loved it.
Yeah.
You have mentioned multiple times that 2018 was your Cardi B year.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit more about
what
that means?
Absolutely. So I think Cardi B blew up in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she had an amazing year. She got her teeth fixed. She was all over the place. Bodak Yellow came out. Her album came out. And she was just, everyone loved her. She was like America's sweetheart. And I remember people saying, if my year is half like what Cardi's year was, it'll be like a good year. Something like that. Like basically, if their year is anything like Cardi B year, they're gonna be successful because she had an amazing 2017. So I think I said that too. I'm sure I put it on Instagram. And it wasn't until New Year's that I realized it was. I mean, I literally achieved everything I wanted to achieve. And it sounds so crazy because I've never been able to say that. Never. I've never been able to say that. You know, even the years that like I got my master's and I moved to Boston, not even that year. Like it was just like, I had such a rough 2017 that 2018 was almost like God being like, girl, you need a break. Like, I'm going to just give you all the blessings.
Mm.
It was just like the weirdest thing. Like, every single thing, like, from, you know, obviously launching the podcast, moving out of my mom's house, which is huge. Huge, huge, huge.
Mm-hmm.
Getting my finances in order, which is huge. Getting my health in order, you know, getting my apartment, you know, just trying to find more ways to bring in funds. Even towards the end of the year, I got someone reach out to me about being a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
A sponsor, Gabby. We talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, sure. Like, someone reached out to me.
That's crazy.
I didn't have to pitch to anyone. They reached out to me. And that was how I ended my 2018. And even, I mean, it sounds weird, but like my boyfriend too. I manifested love for 2018. Mm-hmm. I did. I told myself, I said, this is the year I'm going to fall in love. This is the year that I'm going to, you know, find a partner. And I did. And it's like, it's very strange because it's almost like it's taboo to talk about how happy you are because people are like, whatever. Like, but that's why I was. It was the year where I achieved the most and I was most successful. And that's why I was my 20, that's why it was my Cardi B year. And it allowed me to kind of propel into 2019 thinking like, I didn't feel like I had to let go of anybody. I didn't feel like I had to let go of anything. I didn't feel like I needed to do all these crazy things. It was just like 2018 was great. And I just want to keep the energy in 2019.
Yeah.
I just want to continue doing what I'm doing, but better. Mm-hmm. I want to be a better podcaster. I want to get more sponsors. I want to make more money. Like that. I was just like, I just want my 2019 to be like 2018, but just more. Just more, like abundance. Like that's my word on my board is abundance.
Yeah.
So I just wanted 2019 to be the same thing. Like 2018, but just more. So abundance is my word. And that's why it was like my year and stuff. So.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
We're going to call it your Amneris Tea year, 2019.
Yeah. Yes. Amneris Tea year. Yeah.
Last year was your Cardi B year.
Yeah.
This year is going to be your Amneris Tea.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. We're going to speak into existence.
Yes.
Yes. It was good. And I mean, I talked about sponsors and I think manifestation is important. So I hope that this year I'll be able to work with HelloFresh.
Ooh.
I love HelloFresh.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, I guess my question would be like, why HelloFresh? Like what?
Yeah, I mean.
But like, let's not talk too much about them because we don't want to give them free sponsorship.
That's true. That's true. I mean, HelloFresh delivers food to your door that's healthy. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. So I want to make sure that the sponsors that I have are have something to do with
in.
Yeah, things I believe in. Talkspace would be awesome. Third Love is a bra company that I really like that I actually use.
Ooh.
They sponsor. They're in a lot of. I've heard their ads in a lot of podcasts, so I know that they're out there. Dollar Shave Club. I know that sounds really fucking strange.
No, it doesn't.
But they're an ad that I see on a lot of podcasts, and I actually use their razors. So that would be awesome. So Dollar Shave Club, hit me up. Daily Harvest. I don't know if they do ads, but they're an online grocery company.
Oh.
With like health food and stuff. Crest. Dove. I know that sounds so fucking weird, but.
Normal, everyday, normal, hygiene products.
Yeah. Right. Love Planet Beauty is another like organic-y, like body wash thingy. St. Ives. St. Ives, because I've been using St. Ives since I was like 13. Like their apricot, you know, face scrub. Everybody used that at some point in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And Care of Vitamins. Care of Vitamins is actually a place, an online vitamin place that you like fill out like a questionnaire and they send you vitamins per month with like your name on it.
Yeah.
And I've tried them before and actually found them through a podcast.
Interesting. So cool.
Yeah.
So I think a couple of these.
You're not feeling all of them, are you?
No. It's not that I'm not feeling them. But I think, like, and I mean, we'd need to, like, actually go on the internet and find this out. But, like, Dove, Crest, St. Ives.
Those are
like
big names.
The big names. I want to just see who their parent company is.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a very good chance that they're all owned by, like, Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, so, like, that's. That's just...
No, and I know that might sound weird to talk about that on here, but manifestation is important. And things...
Johnson & Johnson's a huge client.
Is a huge client. Yeah. Ooh. And I mean, I've talked about things on here that happened. So, in 2019, I will have at least 3 sponsors. Ads.
You'll have 3 paid revenue streams.
3 paid revenue streams, yes.
Whatever they look like.
Whatever they look like. And another thing I want to manifest for 2019, which I have on my board, is to have a website.
Yes!
And I've gone back and forth about this because Linda Luce, love her, was like, well, of course, she's like, well, what would be the purpose of your website? I'm like, that's a good question. So I want to have merch, and it would, but I'm not, so I'm still toiling with the idea. I think I want a website just for people to find me.
Mm.
And I'm still kind of thinking about it, but I know that I want you know, for them to have links to the podcast, to easy, to listen easily, to the Facebook, to the Instagram, and then maybe merch. I'm still trying to figure it out, but I feel like other podcasts have websites, and so I feel like I'm doing, not that I'm doing something wrong, but I'm like, should I have one? What do you think?
So, my best friend, Sutanya, she has a podcast. It's called Dinner for One.
I really like her podcast.
You listen to it?
No,
you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really, really cute. And everything she's everything that she makes sounds yummy, and her accent is beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you listen to it.
Yeah, you told me to listen to it.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, she's really cute.
She's so cute, and I love her. So her podcast, you know, she makes recipes.
Yep.
So her blog is the recipe.
Okay.
And she does a little write-up, because, you know, her each episode is like, this recipe that I'm making, but then also this story that I'm telling you.
Right.
And so she does like a write-up of the story in different terms, and then she gives you the recipe, and then she also links the, because she does a playlist for every episode too.
Right.
She links the playlist. So for you, you know, it could be...
like a mental health resource?
Yeah, because you talk about different resources.
Uh-huh.
You talk about, you just talk about a lot of different things. You could just wrap it all up in a blog post.
That's what I was thinking. I'm not a very good writer.
Mm.
So, yes, I need to toil with the idea. I was supposed to have merch at the podcast party, but it came so quickly. Like, I was just, like, I blinked and it was August. And I'm like, I can't get shirts. All I have is pins and stickers, which I have to get you some. There's some here for you.
I love that.
Yeah, so I have pins and stickers for free. So if anyone wants a basic Latina pin or sticker, I have like 1,000 of them, and they're free because it's just to promote the podcast and for you to wear them, and they're super cute. But someone said, oh, are you going to have shirts? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, so I'm still trying to figure out the purpose, but I feel like I need a website, or at least like a hub of like a blog or something that people can go to. Someone also, the only reason I got this idea is because a friend of mine who couldn't come to the party said, how can I donate to your podcast?
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't want to GoFundMe, because that seems not weird, but like that's not the purpose of it. So there is like a website, I forget what it's called, where like that other podcasters use for you to like donate to their podcast.
Is it Patreon?
Yeah, Patreon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of starting a Patreon. So, you know, that's in the works, right now. But I think part of developing more stuff for the podcast is me believing that the podcast is also worth that, because I know that it is, but like, sometimes I doubt myself. I keep thinking that this is going to be it. I'm just going to be recording with two mics in my house forever.
No. Yeah. You need to visualize and manifest.
I do.
We just talked about this,
yes. So I think next is just more sponsors. And I've also realized some of the things that I struggle with as a podcaster this year too. So I just know that I have to just like be better in terms of interviewing people and my line of questioning.
Right.
And just being like a smoother host, I guess.
Yeah.
Just like
having more intention.
Yeah.
Behind your idea.
Yeah. Because I mean, in season one, I would get so excited, I would interrupt to people. And now I'm better at like not interrupting people, and I just kind of just like stay quiet and be like, okay, so.
Yeah, but don't discredit the fact that like your voice is why people listen.
Do they? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, people listen for you. People love you.
Oh, thank you, Gabby.
Oh.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, I have a question. What advice do you have for a young, not young, age doesn't matter, a new podcaster? Someone who is, they have an idea and they are ready to go forth, but they feel like nobody cares, or... I don't know what to do. Or whatever. What advice do you have for
that person? That's an amazing question, because one of my friends just hit me up and told me he wants to start a podcast on fitness. That's
so
crazy.
So what would you say to your friend?
So I told him, I said, he's like, well, how did you start your podcast? And I'm like, that's a very broad question because I'm not really sure what answer you want from me. Like, why? What was my intention? What equipment did I buy? Like, what, you know, what the question is. So I think, so what I told him was how I started the podcast. And then I asked him, I explored more with him about where he was at and stuff like that. And basically what I shared with him was, you know, I had an idea for the podcast. And I kind of walked him through. I had an idea for the podcast. I reached out to my resources, people who I thought who could help me. I asked for a lot of help. I did a lot of researching about the equipment that I thought was appropriate. I reached out to guests. I had a purpose and a focus in mind. I spent a lot of time reflecting and I started it. There's no magic pill. You know, I did a lot of researching and advocating and social media and things like that. So if you're a new podcaster and say you have an idea for an episode, I would say talk to your friends about it. Talk to people you trust. So say it's a sports podcast, something, you know, something like that. You know, talk to your friends who first you should be listening to sports podcasts, you know, because I loved podcasts before I started one. My friend, he's never listened to a podcast before. So I told him, I was like, you should probably go and listen to some fitness podcasts to see what your competition, not competition, but see what else is out there. Right. So I knew that I wanted to do a wellness podcast and I was going to be in a realm of heavy hitters. So I wanted to be like unique. So that's why it grew from like a Hartford small businesses to kind of like a tri-state small businesses of people of color, you know. So not just wellness. So I think it's listening to podcasts in the area that you want, you know, if sports, for example, is what you want. And then figuring out what's your message. What do you want people to gain from your podcast? Are you just reporting on sports of the week? Highlights? Are you going to talk about players, MVPs and things like that? Then it's once you have a purpose, you know, like your name and things like that, all that stuff kind of comes later, but a purpose and what your vision is important. Outline the kind of guests that you want. During all of this, you should probably be talking to other people in the sports realm or friends or family. A good resource is Podcasts in Color. That is, that's a company or they're on Instagram, Podcasts in Color. And then there's a Facebook group called Brown Podcasts that you can also join. So there's a, so if you're a person of color, you could join Brown Podcasts on Facebook. And they were the ones who gave me a lot of advice. I literally asked them like, okay, what kind of, you know, what kind of equipment should I get? And that's it. So ask other podcasters what kind of equipment you should get. Figure out, okay, where am I going to record? Because sound is important. Figure out what kind of mics you will need. Then I guess figure out, do you have all the equipment? I mean, sorry, all the computer like programs that you need, whether it's, is it Podomatic? Podomatic, GarageBand.
Audacity.
Figuring out, equipment, then what programs you need, whether it's Mac or PC. And then from there, start kind of producing content. You know, as long as you have the people and the interviews and the purpose and the equipment and the computer, you can start producing content. And then you can go from there, editing. You know, there's a bunch of people that you could probably reach out to, like on SoundCloud if you want music. There's always people selling their music on SoundCloud. You can find a really cheap graphic designer online if you're in the Hartford area or Tri-State area. Linda Luce is amazing. She did my graphic designing. And then, but all those details are much later. What's most important is the content. So figuring out what your purpose is, what potential guests might be, and then figuring out the what money you're going to invest up front is important.
Yes.
That would be my advice.
That's great advice.
Oh, thank you.
That's great advice.
Yeah. Okay, good, good. Perfect. What would you say was your favorite episode, Gabby?
Ooh!
From season one.
from season one. My favorite episode from season one.
Well, I should say from the whole year, but.
Is, oh man. There's a couple that I really like.
And it doesn't have to be like your favorite, but.
I know, but you know what? I really liked, I really liked the one with, or that you did a rerun of, which was Black Girls in White Coats, I think is what it's called. I loved it for a couple different reasons. A, editing it was a lot of fun because you guys were like, Gabby, cut this out. We can't, you don't let us say that. But also just, you know, hearing about pharmaceutical, like, you know, the pharmaceutical industry and what it's like to be a pharmacologist. Like, I don't have any friends who live that world. And so it was like, I was learning all new stuff.
Right.
I had no idea. And then your friends just have, like, these beautiful dispositions about them.
I know. Yeah. They're so cool.
Yeah. So I really liked that episode. I think from a, like, you know, from a utilitarian standpoint, the episode with Jalan from Knowledge of Self was really great. I actually ended up seeing Jalan a couple times as a patient.
Yeah.
She's an incredible therapist.
And it's I've actually had many people ask for her number. And she's fully booked up now. But
she is,
a lot of people have told me, who was that therapist you had the first season? I think that's been my favorite part about the podcast is that people are like, wow, I knew people were listening because they were like, oh, I really like that episode where you were talking to that woman about how she started a fitness studio and how important, you know, your gaining muscle is and, you know, cardio and lifting weights. Like, they were so specific. And I think that was my favorite part. It was like, as much as I get imposter syndrome and I feel like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, this is completely, like, left from what I'm, you know, what I have done all my life. It feels so nice for complete strangers to reach out to me. Like, complete strangers. I have someone who's going to be on the podcast, who I'm recording soon with, who reached out to me because she really loved it. And she feels like she has a story, and she does, and she's going to be on the podcast.
That's awesome.
I mean, people found me on Instagram, and they want to sponsor me for, like, ads and stuff. So, you know, as if you gain nothing from this episode, please, you know, remember that whatever you're working towards, and actually Delilah D, who I will be releasing her episode at some point soon, but I interviewed her recently. She's been in the business for 5 years.
Wow.
And people are just now realizing who she is. She's been doing, like, PR, marketing, content creation. She has a clothing line. She does it all on her website through her company for 5 years in Philly. And people are now recognizing her. And she's like, it's so weird because it's like, yeah, I've been doing that for so long. And it's, I'm considered a small business, I guess. And the first year of your business, you really don't make a lot of money.
The first 5 years. You're in the red.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I had to upfront a lot of money. Right now, the podcast, to be very quiet, you know, if you're the young podcaster who wants to start, it doesn't, to fund the podcast is not a lot. It's probably like less than $100 a month. And that sounds like a lot if you're like working minimum wage or making like $45,000 a year, which is not a lot, but it's more, it seems manageable because it's, I'm on all the platforms. I'm on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud. I'm on all the platforms. That's why it's $100 because it costs to be on all those platforms. Mm-hmm. But if you're just on SoundCloud, it costs $15. To be on iTunes, I think it costs like $12, you know. But then since I have so much content, like my membership to be on iTunes is like $35 because I have so many episodes. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing you have to think about is the more content you put out, the more space and data. Yeah. So, you know, factor that in as well.
Right.
Yeah. But I think overall it's been a good year, Gabby.
I agree.
It really has. And, you know, I kind of talked about a little bit of what I want to manifest for year two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For year two of the podcast. It's season two and it's going really well. I always get anxiety that I'm not going to find guests for the podcast. And I always think about, like, how long am I going to do this for? I had that thought this season. I'm like, how long am I going to do this for? You know, is this going to be a forever thing? Am I going to be doing this for very long? And my friends who know that I don't make money off of this yet are like, how long are you going to be doing this? And I'm just like, I don't know. I kind of see myself like turning this into like a job that I can like, that can fund my living and stuff like that one day. So that's what I'm hoping Basic Latina can turn into. But guys, this podcast was born in my brain from a really dark place, and it's what saved me, and it is what continues to keep me up at night because I'm, you know, I'm thinking about the podcast and it helps me wake up in the morning and it has introduced me to a lot of people and I think I've been a better person because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and to give you guys some stats, right now we are number 19. We're ranked number 19 in self-help.
Whoa.
On the iTunes, which is awesome.
Number 19?
Yeah, we're number 19. So
That's amazing.
Yeah, so last week I was ranked 35, and this week I'm ranked 19. So
number 19. I'm sorry, I think that's incredible.
No, it is, it is. So each week I get like a stat, and I get about between 400 and about 600 listeners per week. That's what I'm getting per week. And I have the stats in front of me. I can, like, show Gabby. I'm so serious.
My jaw... I'm sorry if you can't see me, but my... I'm, like...
I know. She's, like, shocked. I'm, like, I promise
wide
you.
Wide open. I
get
look at your one-year-old baby.
I know. I get weekly stats. So, my weekly report for January 11th, because I'm recording this on Friday instead of Saturday, is I have 431 downloads, which is plays, per week, so listens, and then, or subscribers, I guess, and it ranges from 400 to 600, and then I'm ranked 19 in self-help,
wow.
And I was ranked 35 last week, so sometimes I'm ranked, like, super low. It really depends on how you guys find me, so at the end, when I'm always talking about, like, please rate, review, and subscribe, because it's really important.
No, it's really important. Even if you don't engage with the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Just those things can boost your...
You could listen to one episode and love it and rank it, and it ranks the whole podcast, and you could probably never listen again, but it makes a difference. So I have... Let me go into my rankings. Let me see. On iTunes, guys, give me a second. Let me see. I probably should have had this prepared, but it's all right. Oh, okay. So... Whoops. Okay, this is taking much longer than I expected.
It's okay.
Okay, so for Basic Latina, so we are currently ranked 4.5 on iTunes, and we're under self-help. And the last rating that I got, because I have 22 ratings, and there's only 3 comments. So the last comment was, I feel like I found something I can really relate to, and it brings a bright light to important issues. I can't wait to listen to more episodes. And that was from Melissa C45. So thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa.
And then the other two are from early on in the season. So the more that you rate, review,
yes,
the episodes and the podcast is amazing, because then it allows people to find me. You know, make sure that I haven't had too much traffic in my inbox. But make sure that you send me anything, questions, comments, concerns. The best way to reach me is email or DM. The Basic Latina page on Facebook is a little weird, and the messages get lost because of my personal Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But DMing me is great, and emailing me at basiclatinapodcast@gmail.com is amazing. If you follow me on Instagram, it's basiclatinapodcast, which is all this is in the show notes if you follow. So that is the best way to reach me.
I'm curious to hear what people's 2019 resolutions are.
Yeah, that would be good.
What's your resolution?
I know, that would be
how
nice.
How are you going to live, love,
in
and
life?
Be well in 2019?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Thank you, Gabby. So that could be a good start for your email to me, is how are you going to manifest a love, the life, and wellness?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, and I really, really appreciate feedback, and I love to engage with all of you. I'm very transparent on my personal page as well. So make sure that you reach out to me, and I can't wait to see what the year 2 brings. And thank you again, Gabby. Yeah, thank you. No, I really, really appreciate this. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for just, like, your vision, supporting me and allowing me to, you know, talk really fast and slur my words sometimes and get really excited and cut people off. Because that's what I do.
Yeah. Well, also, we had red wine tonight.
We also read it. Yes, we did.
I've been slurring.
Yeah, I've been slurring a little bit too. Well, thank you guys. I will talk to you soon. Please have a shot or a glass of wine or maybe sparkling water, whatever you're into, for the birthday. We're 1 year old and I'm going to smush some cake like a baby dude.